Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But there was a sequence in this game. Long-ass basketball game, but there was one sequence that really did the Knicks in. And you may not have realized it at the time, but looking back on it, this did them in. And that was right after Jalen Brunson. Aren't you proud of me? I didn't freak out when Mark Vientos hit a 3-run home run.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I'm maturing. Mets are trailing the White Sox 5-3. We'll keep you posted, and once the game's over, we'll get into it. But the Knicks just had a Jalen Brunson and one play. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This makes it 64-63 Knicks. And there's about a minute and a half to go at the end of the half. Now, you weren't here yesterday for this, but I was making a point to Sean that the closing of quarters was so important to the Knicks' comeback against Indiana back in Game 3. The closing of quarters and the closing of halves make such a difference. You know, instead of being down 18, yep, you're down 13. It feels significant. So it's a one-point game. The Pacers go on a 6-0 run to end the second quarter, which included a Jalen Brunson missed three, an OG Anunoby missed three, Aaron Nesmith made a jumper, and then Pascal Siakam had an offensive rebound and then a putback by Bradley. So they had a nice run to end the half to put them up by five. They come out to start the third quarter on a 7-0 run. And all of a sudden, they're up by 12. And from that moment on, the Knicks never recovered. They never got it closer than five after Indiana had that combined run at the end of the first half and at the beginning of the third quarter. They were playing catch-up from then on out. And when you look back at this game, letting go of the rope at the end of the first half, not coming out with the proper energy to start the third quarter, did them in. And it leads to why this is the Lime Time highlight of the night, presented by Corona. You're about to hear the conclusion of that rally that the Pacers put together, and it is courtesy of TNT.
Siakam, kicking, three, two.
Now that's it where you live with. Why, coach? Because the ball hit the paint and came out. Collapsed the defense.
13-0, Indiana won to start this third quarter. That's going all the way back to the first half.
That was the Lime Time highlight of the night presented by Corona. That 13-0 run, a 6-0 run to end the first half, a 7-0 run to begin the third quarter. That's your basketball game.
Yeah, of course it is.
Never recovered.
And it doesn't hurt that, or doesn't help the Knicks that both Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges had turnovers on their first two possessions of the second half. And now one of them, only one of them led to a basket, but still, you limp into the half and you come out and you're playing as if it doesn't matter that you're bad. And so the urgency just simply wasn't there. And I said this after game two when the Knicks were down now 0-2 at both, losing both games at home, because they didn't play horribly. It was almost as if they're just not good enough, right? And I don't want to admit that because I feel like this Knicks team has so much talent on it. And when we previewed this series, we stated basically this would be a disappointment if the Knicks don't make it to the finals. They're supposed to beat the Pacers because of how the rosters are constructed. But what we're finding out is that this team can only play one way. And if they get forced into playing a different way, they struggle. They're inconsistent. They turn the ball over. They don't rotate well on defense. And they give up way too many open shots. I felt like in the third and fourth quarters for the Pacers, half the shots were uncontested.
Mm.
And you're never going to win a basketball game like that, especially against some of the better teams in the NBA.
Let's hear from Knicks fans. 888-808-1019. Jay in Hawthorne. How are you, Jay?
I'm good, fellas. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Well.
So, recovering. But I think, Tiki, I might have to disagree. I don't think that the Knicks aren't good enough to compete and keep up with the Pacers. I think there is a serious lack of IQ starting from the best players on the court.
But why does that happen?
Us in the biggest spots.
But Jay, why does that happen? Because I didn't think that in a regular season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, you could say there's fatigue and you could say, you know, they might be getting caught up in the game. But I think that those are things that are happening to every player on the court. And obviously, there's a certain level of fatigue that they should all be feeling if they're playing hard. And they just got to there's a mental aspect of this that you see elite players show at times in these type of series and deeper into the seasons. That's what makes them who they are. Our best guys, unfortunately, are showing a lack of that.
Yes.
At a time where we need them to separate and show that they're elite.
Fair.
It's more mental, in my opinion, than it is physical. I think these guys have shown they're capable. And they're just making the dumbest mistakes at the dumbest time. Those possessions.
Consistently. They've done so many dumb things, whether it's committing a foul at the absolute wrong time or not even understanding what someone's role is in the offense. You talked about the Mikal Bridges turnover at the beginning of the second half.
Yep.
Rewatch it. Guys didn't know where the hell they were supposed to be.
Right.
Guys were confused. And here's where I'll admit something. So we talked a lot about the regular season in terms of, hey, does it matter that they're losing to the Celtics? Does it matter that they're losing to the Thunder? And I stand by that it doesn't. But when I think back to the regular season, all the warts we're seeing now, they were there. I actually disagree with you, Teak. We just didn't pay enough attention to it because, well, it's an 82-game season. They're going to win 50 games.
Yeah, well, those games don't mean anything.
So, right.
It's a one-off.
Yeah.
It's an outlier.
Which was my point. Like, yeah, the win-loss in the whole grand scheme of things doesn't mean anything, and I stand by that. But the warts of this team were showing themselves throughout the year, and either we chose to say, it's not a big deal, or it'll change come postseason time. And it hasn't. Because I think Jay nailed something. Talent-wise, the Knicks are as talented, if not more talented, than the Indiana Pacers. Mm-hmm. Now, they're built uniquely different.
Right.
And you could argue the Pacers are built better. But I'll tell you what, the Pacers are more so than the Knicks right now, at least in this series. They're smarter. And Jay's right about that. Whether it's the dumb foul that Karl Anthony Towns commits early in a basketball game in which you're like, why are you putting that guy in a wrestling move? There's a lot of dumb things that happen.
Yeah, and I also feel like the Pacers are just comfortable. They're doing what they're used to doing, playing fast, playing smart, moving the ball around, not caring who gets credit. And it's somewhat unpredictable because you don't know who's going where with them. And all of a sudden, someone just pops out. Hell, Obi Toppin pops out to the top of the key right outside the elbow and just hits a wide open three-pointer in the fourth quarter. It's like, what? How? Like, it's Obi Toppin. You know what I mean? And so they're just very comfortable in what they're doing, where the Knicks look like they're lost half the time.
Anthony is calling from Carteret. What's up, Anthony?
How you doing, guys? Just to piggyback off of Jay before, I just want to ask you a question. Besides Brunson and Towns, who the Knicks really have? Because I see that the Pacers' bench is better than their starters.
Well, Bridges and OG Anunoby are good basketball players. We can't just dismiss them.
They're great basketball players in the last series, but what have they done? I mean, Brunson's doing the same move every time, going to hole. Towns is shooting threes from half court. I mean, you're going to drive. You had three guys driving, and then you're shooting a three from half court. Just drive. You're 7 foot, and you get out-rebound it by, like, 6 foot players. This is a joke over here.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's – I guess I misinterpreted what you were trying to say. Basically, they're not any good. They are good. Are they having good series? No. Are they playing smart basketball? No. But talent-wise, I mean, the Knicks are loaded with talent.
Right.
Now, their bench isn't deep. We saw Tom Thibodeau try to open up the bench, and that'll get to some of the issues I have with him. But right now, I mean, you've got guys underperforming and really not performing as well as their box scores tell you. Because if you look at Mikal Bridges' box score last night, it's like, oh, it's not that bad. Same with Josh. But if you watch them, they were terrible.
Yeah.
I thought Josh Hart played one of his worst games as a Knick last night.
Yeah, especially when you count the turnovers. And when you look contrastingly on the other side, where Tyrese Halliburton has a triple-double and no turnovers.
Unbelievable. Tyrese Halliburton has played like a bona fide superstar at times in this series.
Yeah, and he doesn't hesitate to troll.
No. Well, you can if you win.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. And truthfully, like, I understand Knick fans chanting F. Halliburton a lot more than F. Trae Young. He should actually be the new F guy at Madison Square Garden. Not that I'm promoting chanting F at guys, because I do think it's stupid and immature, and we can be smarter than that. We can be creative. Or we can copy other people, like the Indiana fans did last night. Did you hear what they did last night?
No.
They copied our friends in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
They started serenading Jalen Brunson with, flopper, flopper. But my point is, if you're going to do F somebody at Madison Square Garden, I think we need to impeach Trae Young and select Tyrese Halliburton, because he's earned that as a villain. You know, we talked last week, could he ever become like this all-time Knick villain? And the answer right now, Teak, is yes.
It's absolutely yes. Because especially when he has epic games like this, and then he throws the Brunson threes up, you know, the hand gestures. He just He wants to be the villain.
I will tell you right now, if the Pacers win this series, if they get one more win, and it doesn't matter how they get the win, doesn't matter what Halliburton does, right? He could have a very quiet game, and it's Siakam dropping 40. If the Pacers win this series, Tyrese Halliburton, in my opinion, as an IBO, should be the biggest Nick heel since Reggie Miller. Mm-hmm. I can't name anybody in the last 25 years that should pass that. You lose to him twice in a row.
Right.
He does the choke sign after hitting this incredibly lucky butt clutch shot. He's had some epic performances. He's the face of that team, right or wrong. He's the guy.
And he took away Jalen Brunson's only chance at a gold medal when they chose Halliburton over Brunson on TV.
I didn't even think about that, but sure, if you want to go with that.
That was a big controversy last time.
I know, but is any Knick fan thinking about that right now?
It's just an added cherry.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.